Romans chapter 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even the Messiah pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach you fell on me. For whatsoever things were written before times were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the Elohim of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to the Messiah Yeshua, that you may with one mind and one mouth praise Yahweh, even the Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. Wherefore, receive you one another, as the Messiah also received us to the honor of Yahweh. Now I say that the Messiah was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of Yahweh, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might praise Yahweh for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing unto your name. And again he says, Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise Yahweh, all you nations, and laud him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I've written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind, because of the grace that is given to me of Yahweh, that I should be the minister of Yeshua the Messiah to the Gentiles, ministering the good news of Yahweh, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. I have, therefore, reason to boast through Yeshua the Messiah in those things which pertain to Yahweh. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which the Messiah has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient word by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of Yahweh, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum I have fully preached the good news of the Messiah. Yes, so have I strived to preach the good news, not where the Messiah was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, To whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whensoever I take my journey to Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way there by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It has pleased them truly, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in carnal things. When, therefore, I have performed this, and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you unto Spain. And I am sure that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the good news of the Messiah. And now I beseech you, brethren, for the Master Yeshua the Messiah's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to Yahweh for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of Yahweh, and may with you be refreshed. Now, the Elohim of Shalom be with you all. Amen. End of chapter.